There's a significant difference between motivation and inspiration. And sometimes motivation is actually the result of trying to jump through hoops for people. So we've got two platforms. One, this one, you're on this one, and the platform is burning. Now, it's burning means that there's an external impact, so the person wants to jump off. Or we're on a platform here, and this person has the burn in the heart and the chest, and they can't stop thinking about it. And they're jumping off the platform because of something internal. That's inspiration. So when we're wanting someone to move forward, to navigate through all of this, they want to be happy. They're looking to feel love at an epic level. We're all looking for incredible emotions. Sometimes we think the great emotion will be if I manage to tick off these boxes, if I'm thinner, if I've got more money, if I've got a nicer car, if I'm taller, if I'm like wearing the newest clothes. There's a whole lot of things that we've got to check to go, okay, you say you want to move forward, but is that because of an external pressure or an internal desire? And the way I've learned to distinguish them is to recognize that there are two types of success, if you like. One is called perceived success. That's where we were driven by how we appear. And then the other one is authentic success. Authentic is when we were driven by what we experience. This one here, I will measure myself, I will be measured by others. And if we are looking to go forward in a significant quality way, the only way to get any kind of ongoing momentum is to make sure that what we're trying to grow in ourselves and the people around us is based on a personal inspiration, their own personal calling. What is it that they desire? And it's the same thing for you guys when we're trying to move forward ourselves. It's like, is the thing that we're trying to get, are we doing this because we think it'll please some people around us? Because we should. Okay, this side always has should. And this side over here is choice. And this one over here, this doesn't have momentum. It fades. It burns out. This one over here, it has momentum. And you know this because if it's in this one, you can't stop thinking about it. It just toys in your head. You always wanted to write that book. You always wanted to do that course. Always wanted to go to that island. You always wanted to have a barbecue like this or a big family function like this. You always wanted to do something. And it just keeps ticking away. This, and it's got a good feeling with it. Like it's like a desire, but I probably can't. This one over here has guilt with it. Oh yeah, I should do that. I know I've got to get onto that. So then we become very clever at watching language. And what I'm looking for is what's driving this? Because if it's driven from here, it's not sustainable. It comes down like a house of cards. If it's here, you can have like, what's possible is extraordinary because that's when you're finding something really unique. And I'll give you an example. It's like I coach a guy called Colby West, and Colby is a skier. And at the time he was top five in the world. And now he's moving out of that and he's writing movies now. And I helped him a little bit. We'd won a medal at the X Games, and he was in Australia hanging out for a little bit, and he was trying to work out all the tricks that he needed to do to win a medal. And the way it works is, like, there might be a rail that you hop on, and you've got to be able to prove that you can go on left side or you can go on right side that you can hop on. When you do a trick, can you turn 900 degrees left to the right, or can you turn 900 degrees to the left? And you check, and you sort of, like, the judges are trying to see, do you have this plethora? Can you do anything? Can you do any version? And I said to Colby, don't worry about what you should do. What do you reckon you could do? Have you got something that's burning in you? And he's like, no. And then afterwards, he's like, well, oh, I've got this idea. I'm like, this is good. I say, what is it? He goes, I think it'd be possible to do a double cork 12. Now, I don't know anything about skiing, right? And I coach all different people in different things. I don't know anything about half their sports. Right? And I never let them see me do their sport. Okay, that's not good, right? So I'm like, what's a double cork 12? He goes, well, you do a double somersault while spinning 1,200 degrees in a flat spin like it's a corkscrew. I was like, so you've seen it before? He goes, no one's ever done it. I'm like, oh, this is it. And so we did it for a while. We made a little man out of aluminium, out of foil, and we just tried to work it through. Like, he's going, oh, no, you'd have to do this. You'd have to go over your right shoulder. Anyway, it took a while. It took about 8 months. First person to ever land a double cork 12 in competition. And it was an incredible feeling. And we got accolade without even winning anything. We didn't even win anything. And everyone was like, oh my God, Colby can do a double cork 12. Now, We then had to go that in competition, which is another story we might get to later. But my point is that that was from an internal space, an inspiration space. And this is what we're looking for the people around you, for your entire organisation that you're contributing to, and for your own personal world. And the model is fairly simple. It starts with, if we want to go on this journey, first thing is seek to understand. Next, because we can seek to understand, we have a strategy, but it's customised. That's the key. As soon as it's generic, it's like buying generic clothes, one size fits all. No, it doesn't. Right? And the last one is that we then need to check. And this is what most people don't do when they give us advice. They don't check if it's going to work. And the way you check is simply by saying, so could you see yourself doing that? And if they give you anything except for a conclusive yes, then that's a no. You know, they say, could you do that? I guess I could. And then we try to motivate them. Great, because you could do it like this and do it like this. They are saying no. So until you get a very deliberate yes after you've given advice, until you get that, you need to keep going back into the system. Can I understand more? Can I change the strategy? Can I check again? And it's a rotation. So this is the beginning. So now we're going to apply it to your life if you want to.